From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Paris, a possibly major incident avoided. A man was killed after driving a car packed with explosives into a police van in Paris's popular Champs-Élysées shopping district on Monday. No one else was injured in the crash. Officials called it a deliberate attack. French Interior Minister Gérard Collomb.
Une nouvelle fois.
He said, once again, the security forces in France have been targeted with this attempted attack on the Champs-Élysées. A convoy of gendarmes was driving down the Champs-Élysées when a man crashed into the car in the front. There were some weapons, explosives in this car, which would have made this car explode. The man is dead. Early reports said the 31-year-old man was known to authorities as being potentially linked to extremism. At least one man died and 10 others were injured in the attack in London early today, which police are now treating as a terrorist incident. London Mayor Sadiq Khan reassured his constituents in the aftermath of the latest incident as a van collided with pedestrians outside a mosque early Monday.
These have been a terrible few weeks for London, unprecedented in recent times. We've seen the horror of the fire at Grenfell Tower. We've seen the attack on London Bridge and before that, Westminster Bridge. And we saw last night the terrorist attack here in Seven Sisters. We will stay a strong city. We will ensure that we aren't cowed by terrorism and we will not be defeated. We are united today and we're going to carry on being a united city.
Authorities said officers arrested the 48-year-old driver of the van who had been detained by members of the public at the scene. This is VOA News.